This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Welcome to Fresh Across the Nation. Laura Bennett with you tonight, and on the line with me is the lead singer of a fantastic new debut artist, Royal Taylor. Torrin Wells, welcome.
Hey, what's going on?
All is well in Oz. How is America?
America is lovely. We're actually down in Florida right now, about to get our beach on here for a little while. So we're playing a show tomorrow with Building 429. So we're looking forward to that.
Your debut album, Black and White, is available now all across the globe. What can we expect from the album?
Well, you can expect some fun, energetic music. But, you know, we wanted to create something that people could dance to, but we didn't want to sacrifice lyrical depth to make that happen. So we ended up creating something that we're really proud of, that we feel like God really gave to us, that people can really identify with and be impacted by. It's called Black and White, and it came out June 7th, and it is going to be all over.
So what's the story behind the first single, Hold Me Together?
Well, our single, Hold Me Together, is about those moments in life where you feel like God has almost abandoned you. You feel alone. You're left questioning. It's almost like the moment Jesus had on the cross when he says, "Why have thou forsaken me?" You know, it's this moment of reflection, and it brings us back to the reality that God never leaves us or forsakes us, and that when we are in him, we are complete. So when it feels like life is falling apart, not to worry, because he's holding us together.
Does the name for the band Royal Taylor kind of spring from that idea?
It does, in a sense. There's a quote that says, "Jesus led with the heart of a servant and served with the heart of a king." So with the name Royal Taylor, we give honor to God, who's the King of Kings, who acts as a tailor, fixing, mending, and adjusting our lives.
With the sound of your guys' music, how would you describe it?
It's pop rock. It's very guitar-driven. We're a three-piece band, and sometimes I play guitar, which would make us a four-piece, I guess. but we are, you know, just having the time of our lives playing this music, and there's a little bit of hip-hop, you know, because I'm half black and half white, so sometimes a half black guy kind of sneaks out there. but for the most part, it's something that everybody really has identified with and has appreciated, so we're feeling really blessed.
Something you mentioned in the bio is that wherever you guys are, there's always singing and always dancing. Is being on the road basically just a constant party for you guys?
It's just, we love what we're doing. We feel so humbled and so fortunate for the opportunity that God has given us to impact the world in this unique way. And so our lives are filled with joy, you know, so we love to turn on the music and have a good time and dance and goof off. But when it comes time to minister and be involved in people's lives and intentional about making sure that they're, that the gospel is being communicated to them, we take that very, very seriously, which you'll see if you go on RoyalTaylor.com. We have story threads and things like that that really speak to the heart of some real issues that people are dealing with.
Yeah, I noticed on the website you there's all the great film clips and all the music tracks and stuff, but there's also quite a big spiritual element to your guys' website.
Yeah, I like to write blogs and stuff. I don't even know if anybody reads those.
I read them. I can put my hand up.
Okay, cool. I got at least one then.
Yes.
I feel like God has honestly given me something to say and given this band something to say. And so we're going to exhaust every medium in order to communicate what he's given us, whether it's blogs, websites, videos, film, music, and other forms of entertainment. We're going to use everything we can get our hands on to communicate Christ to the culture.
Did that kind of come out of your days at Bible college?
I think it's a culmination of life experience. We all grew up in quote-unquote broken homes. Many of those situations have been repaired, thankfully, by the grace of God. But, you know, we've all dealt with identity issues. We've all been teenagers and faced that kind of stuff. And now we're in our mid-20s, and we realize that there's a call on our lives to reach this world, and we can't sit by and wait for someone else to do it. We've got to make our move and in order to leave the God-sized impact in the world with our fingerprints on it. So we're really just motivated and driven and passionate, and so that keeps us going.
And did your passion for music, or was that always around during the Bible College days, or is that a relatively new way of sharing this message?
It's been around. Blake and DJ, our guitar and bass player, they actually were in a bluegrass band in our Bible College, and we also played gospel music and sang black gospel music and grew up listening to it. So music has been a fundamental part of our lives individually and collectively. So we decided while we were in school, hey, let's try to do something a little different than what was typical at our school. And it ended up turning into something really big that God had a big plan for.
Given you just sort of, you came together, you decided you wanted to do music, how did you then go and decide what your debut album would hold, what it would be like?
Well, I think that just kind of came to the surface as we wrote songs. We wrote over 60 songs for this record, and then we narrowed it down to 11. So we
It's a big job.
Yeah, it is a big job. We narrowed it down to the songs that we felt like really captured what we were about as far as who God created us to be and what he had given us to say.
And you did over 300 live shows in the first 2 years with that music. How is it going from the sort of like preparation side of it to the show side?
It's really fun. It's really fun every night to go out to different crowds and different groups of people and see them respond in various ways. It's really exciting.
Do they get in and dance with the shows? Because I noticed on your website as well, you have this video where people can learn the move. It's called, I think it's called the uh-oh move, right? I'm probably not saying it right, but do they get in and do the dance?
Well, we just released that music video like 2 weeks ago, and we just released the instructional video. So we've had a lot of people talking about how they're going to learn it and stuff, so we'll see who ends up coming out to the shows and can really throw it down.
See, I tried to do the move in my office while I was watching it, and I don't think I have the skill. I need to be a little bit more half black in my execution because I look a little bit like a dorky chicken, I think.
Hey, no, you know what you need to do? You need to work on it for a couple of days, and then you need to video it and put it up so you can see how well you're executing it over there.
So I can put my embarrassing moves up online for everyone to see.
Yes, exactly. That's what all the radio people are doing.
It's true. Maybe I'll join the crowd.
Yes, it's time.
So tell us a little bit about this Make the Move video. It's your first debut video clip. How was it making that?
It was so exciting. The whole time, we were just looking at each other like, this is our job? This is a job? This is our life right now? Just because we're going to release a behind-the-scenes video of Make a Move, and it has talks more about the message and stuff of it, but you'll see the big rolling carts for the cameras, and we had all these different people there to make sure that things were happening. It was just such a cool experience, and the fact that we can use that kind of stuff to glorify God and inspire people is really an incredible thing.
In part of the clip, you're lying on the ground. Was it difficult to kind of lie on the ground and sing and move all at the same time?
Yeah, it kind of felt awkward, and then I feel like my face, because, like, the gravity was pushing my face back down, so I feel like at first you don't know what I really look like, but it was really fun.
It looked like a lot of fun, and the dance moves are awesome, so everybody, you do need to go and have a look at this clip. It's called Make Your Move, and you must see it.
Yes, Make a Move. Go check it out, Royal Taylor.
I noticed that Leland actually helped you guys get your initial signing. How did that come about?
Well, they actually invited us to GMA Week in Nashville and paid for our hotel rooms and everything, and then brought us to their Love Is On The Move listening party at the record label and introduced us to Jason MacArthur and Mama Cindy, Leland and Jack's mom, gave Jason our EP. And he listened to it and liked it, and we kind of started talking and building a relationship, and here we are now.
That's so cool. So are you still in close contact with those guys?
Yeah, pretty much. We're actually going on tour with them in the fall.
Fantastic. Are you going to bring it to Australia?
Let's go. Will that happen?
We'll have a welcoming party for you, and I'll make sure that everyone knows the uh-oh move and we'll dance for you at the airport or something.
That is a fantastic idea. And then we can go play the show at Hillsong.
Yes, this would be awesome.
Yes, that's a great plan.
Well, I'll get busy planning that.
All right, cool.
All right, now before you go, we have this thing on Fresh called the 120 Seconds of Getting to Know You Quiz Bonanza. Are you up for it?
I'm ready for the bonanza. Bring it on.
Okay, first of all, do you think Adam, as in Adam and Eve, had a belly button?
Yes.
Do you prefer pan-fried or thin and crispy pizza?
Pan-fried.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
Chiropractor in North Carolina.
Wow, that's changed just a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
And would you ever go skydiving?
Yes, I would. I tried to for one of our story thread videos, but the label wouldn't let me.
Aw, you just have to do it secretly.
Yeah, I guess so.
And what would you choose as your last meal?
Sir pizza with pepperoni and barbecue sauce.
Have you ever cried while watching a chick flick?
Absolutely.
Which movie was it?
Every guy who says they hasn't is a liar.
Do you think it's okay to wear socks with sandals?
No, absolutely not.
So far, I haven't found anyone who says yes, so I'm really proud about that.
Yeah, if you're listening and you're doing that, you need to stop right now.
Would you rather buy a band's record or see them live?
Both.
And if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Ooh, anywhere in the world. You know, I haven't been to Paris. I'd probably have to hit that up.
Nice. Tone Wells, thank you so much for joining me. And the debut album, Black and White, is available now all across the globe. And if you want to know anything else about the band, royaltaylor.online.com has all the info you need. Torin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.